I'm going to Google, what is Paul short for?
Paultifer.
That's just your name.
Paul Topher. Is just short sure. for Paul is my dad's name. So no, my full name is John Paul is my dad's name Zygerman.
No, it's Paul is my dad's nameson.
That's right.
According to Google, it's short for Paulus.
Paulus?
So Jonathan Paulus.
Like Paulus. Like the citizens or something? It sounds like Latin.
My first name isn't Jonathan either. That's the thing. My parents were just like, we're already giving him two first names. I think it's mm-hmm. better if we keep it brief. So we'll just do the truncated forms. I don't think they even knew Paulus was a name.
John Paul.
I mean, I've never heard of a Paulus like on someone's birth certificate.
I think that's just like the Roman.
The root.
But is you have a middle name? Is your name John Paul something?
I mean, I used to tell people in high school that John Paul was my first name, even though it had a space in it, and they would believe me.
I believe it.
And I mean, it's not true. But I also had teachers who would be like, are you French? Is it like Jean Paul?
Jean
Paul?
Like,
I think you can see that it's written normal. Or
normal in
Dutch. They just expect you to be
whatever.
Like, oui, oui, madame, you have found out my secret. I am actually Jean Paul Zitamon. The lost heir to the French throne, but I have moved to Michigan to live out my days in exile.
This is breaking news from current affairs. John Paul Zygerman has done an imperialism by suggesting that English is normal.
Folks, you've heard of French Canada, but buckle the fuck up for French Michigan, which is literally just the area that surrounds me whenever I'm back home in Michigan.
You've heard of French Canada. Now imagine normal Canada.
I, for one, am not going to participate in what sounds suspiciously like race science for white people.
But it's not racist to do it to French people.
No, I can make fun of this. See, with inter-white racism, which is not a real thing, the rules
white
are backwards.
Isn't real.
Just for fun. Right, exactly. So it's like, normally, you could only make fun of things that you are, but since I'm not French at all, that's actually what gives me license to make fun of French people.
Oh, because it's backwards, topsy turvy.
It's all in imagination land in the first place. It's like, why wouldn't you?
Right. So it's like being Hunchback of Notre Dame when they go topsy turvy.
Remember
that movie?
Barely.
Yeah.
Esmeralda. There's a jester who is the one who is able to talk shit to the Pope who wants to fuck Esmeralda hard.
The podcaster is making fun of Jeffrey Epstein.
I do not remember these movies.
Yeah, the last time I saw that movie, I was either 10 years old or completely wasted. So basically the same thing.
Well, we're not watching.
It's also in the beginning of Return of Jafar. I thought that was funny when I found it out.
That's right.
Very funny.
Well, anyway, we're not watching any of those movies right now. We're doing a podcast, and it's called Beep Beep Lettuce.
I want to watch a
thank
movie.
Thank you so much for listening to it.
Fine. I guess we'll do a podcast and not watch a Disney movie.
The gang's all here, as we usually are in these trying times, which is the official name for the pandemic.
Yeah, I can't wait for the next Stephen King book to come out, These Trying Times. And it'll be like The Fog, but The Fog is, you know, you get it, it's a virus. Stephen King isn't subtle.
No, The Fog is Trump's tweets.
They might be trying times for you, but they're doing times for me. Because I'm straight up going outside and just doing things now.
Nutting.
Quarantine, be damned.
Yeah, you've gone full Trumper. You are a MAGA guy now.
No.
Speaking of the pandemic has trapped a Bolivian orchestra in a haunted German castle.
This is so fucking good.
This is from Consequence of Sound. We're opening up with a music article, which we haven't done in a long time. Not since the days of Greta Van Fleet's first album, as far as I can remember.
Oh, those were the good old days. Or something about Seether and Ranch was happening.
Yeah, we talked about that. We talked about that.
I don't know what they did. They
the sub-headline on this article.
Oh, really surrounding grounds. The surrounding grounds are also home to 23 packs of wolves.
sounds like Reddit / landlord horror stories, folks.
There you go.
So
Bolivian orchestra German castle, and all these packs of wolves are trying to bite my penis off.
Yeah, why else do you think we need an AR-15? There's 23 packs of feral wolves.
23 packs of feral wolves on my haunted German campground? It's more likely than you think.
Take 3 to 5 minutes? Attacking my 4 children?
Tell me I can't have an AR-15 and protect my children. So my question about so we're gonna get to why there's a ghost or whatever. I haven't actually read this article, but I do want to ask, if you've got 23 packs of wolves, how do you decide where each pack starts?
I didn't mean to hit that. I didn't mean to hit that one.
I thought you labeled these.
You meant to hit the wolf howl one that he has lined up, but it didn't work. That could be a wolf.
But I think it's more of a sensationalism.
No. Mm.
It seems like sensationalism, because like, how would you know if you're sitting by the window in this haunted castle and one pack of wolves goes by, then another pack of wolves goes by, how do you know it's not the same pack of wolves that's just passed by? Why how do you think it's a different pack of wolves?
They ran in a circle.
If you think ancient and spooky German groundskeepers who take care of old castles, A, have anything better to do than keep track of wolves, and B, can't tell packs of wolves apart, then 2, you're a fucking idiot. That's all these guys do.
Wait, do we go A and then 2?
No.
1,
so, what you're saying is 2. The 23 packs of wolves aren't so much of a bug as a feature.
They're absolutely right. A feature. Why would I go to a German castle that isn't haunted and doesn't have wolves when there are haunted ones with wolves?
So here's how we know that there's 23. There was the original pack of wolves, and then the groundkeepers brought in the second pack of wolves to defend them from the first pack of wolves.
That's right.
True? What? This up.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay. I was like, wait a minute. You did extra research besides read this article and found something else about the wolves?
No.
It's so funny because this article goes into so much detail about the ghosts, and we honestly could even give a shit because ghosts aren't real, but these wolves,
I'm very curious about the wolves.
Real. Yeah.
It started with one pack of wolves, and there was one pack of wolves, and then there were some wolves in that pack who thought it would be better to be democratic socialists, and some in that pack that thought it would be better to be social democrats. And then there was kind of a split, a rift there. And then among the democratic socialists, there were a couple of rifts. Mm-hmm. And suddenly you have 23 different wolf tendencies.
Right. I tried to buy, I bought a pack of wolves, and then I threw it away because I thought I was going to quit. So now I have this other pack of wolves.
I can't get rid of my lucky pack. I'll save the one alpha wolf. And then when I ever want my last wolf, that's the one I have.
Look, sometimes I just need a wolf when I drink.
Yeah. Sometimes you're just jonesing, you know, there's a full moon. You're like, God damn.
It's really hard in the pandemic.
Your friends are all petting a wolf. What, are you supposed to not pet a wolf and drinking all night?
Come on.
You worked hard for that wolf.
Yeah. So what happens with the ghosts now?
Oh, there's some old, like, dead guy that everybody in the castle is like, oh, we pretend he haunts the ground. Sometimes I'm scared of the ghost of Jameson. I don't give a shit about the ghost. Fuck the ghost.
It just sounds like it sounds like they have a landlord. That's what that is.
Well, and his supposedly name is the ghost of like an old like German king
Frederick
who like lived there
the Great.
When he was a friend. Well, like a
let's put two and two together. All right, look, this ghost. I'm using finger quotes here.
Quotes, yeah.
He doesn't contribute anything. He scares people. He's annoying. He's probably rich, or maybe was at one point. And all he does is mooch off of your castle.
Right.
He's a landlord.
I mean, landlords are bad in general, but this one's pretty good because he hasn't come around to collect the rent in 400 years.
Yeah.
But
yeah. I mean, he's literally a dead landlord, so I'm going to go ahead and say he's a good landlord.
Oh, yeah. Practice of the week.
Nice. Okay. Oh, yeah. Speaking of dead landlords, Joe Biden was on a live stream with someone named Tom Wolf. Who did not
That's
write a
book.
That's
my governor.
Oh, he's yeah. Pittsburgh wow. governor.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
I don't care what a city is, a state is.
How they have it framed, it's like, it looks like Joe Biden is sitting on like a booster chair, so he's way higher than Tom Wolf. Like, I feel like at the last yeah. second, his
it's just weird angles.
His
but
handlers were
like,
yeah, make him look more alpha than Tom Wolf.
I think Tom Wolf is also just like a short king. I'm not sure. I'm going to look up how tall he is.
Short, bald king.
I like this because Biden looks like he's wearing an international Klein blue suit. Like, it looks so bright. Mm-hmm. That's not the kind of suit anyone in Congress ever wears. Like, that's like a pantsuit kind of thing.
I can't find any information on Tom Wolf's height, so he's definitely a short king.
Yeah, 5'4" probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tom Wolf, very short. That's a fact now. Don't
probably
check
has
it.
A
don't correct
dick.
Us on it.
Probably big.
Never short. At us about yeah. it. But the thing that people found funny about this is not that Tom Wolf is short, but in this clip, Joe Biden seems to rip a
an
fucking
enormous
fart.
Yeah. A big stinker.
It's what just like, it's so loud and you can tell from the sound, like anybody who's ever heard a fart that did not have some substance ejected at the same time and then also has heard a fart where that has happened
yeah.
knows my the man, difference.
My man trusted his butthole and it let him down.
I don't know why I trust like what a 77-year-old butthole. I would
no,
not
I mean, you should, he shouldn't
point.
Have trusted it to begin yeah. with, but it's always sad nonetheless.
Well, and then Tom Wolf makes the exact eye movement of that meme reaction where it's that like white guy with the and he's like, you know, he's making the face and his eyes like he blinks and he opens them back up and he like doesn't change expression that much. Tom Wolf did that exact sequence.
And yeah, a little beautiful. Blink and like a tiny little just eyebrow
little
raise.
Eyebrow
yeah.
raise.
So funny.
Yeah, ooh. And Todd, will you please put the sound of the fart?
Oh
right?
Yeah, no, I think I can play it. If
yeah,
I
play it for us.
I think I just press play.
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So, what does the union cost?
Stop man. Work on let's roads see, and bridges. See, so, oh, fuck.
What does the union cost?
Yeah, a couple more times.
Or stop work on roads and bridges. So, what does the union cost?
We got to bring back
this one. My we man's be shitting.
We got to bring back You the Man Now, dog, so I can just.
Just for this.
On a page.
Oh, fuck. Biden's ass the man now, dog.
Yeah, I could listen to this pretty. I really
they,
just.
They clipped it perfectly.
I feel like we need to do an impression, and it goes.
Look,
like
I wish there was a zoom in and a zoom in like, and enhance for audio. Because then we could be like.
I thought I had it all together, but I was led astray.
No, I'm not going to do that whole thing.
You should really edit that one.
Rewriting the lyrics of that song so it's about trusting your butthole and then being let down by doing so.
I thought I had it all together. I was led astray.
Thought I would not shit, but then that did not hit.
Then it went away.
Well, the thing is, I think this makes him more presidential. And let me explain.
Yep.
Ronald Reagan shit himself many times, sometimes while addressing the nation. And he's one of the best presidents we've ever had.
George Bush puked on the Japanese prime minister. That's a classic move.
Not to be, you know, insulting to the great FDR, but I have to assume he couldn't even.
Yeah, you have to.
I mean,
assume
that's just
sometimes
that's the thing.
Happens.
I can't imagine anything more American than just my entire big wet doo doo ass region having a nuclear meltdown. I think that's.
That's how it works. That's how America goes.
We love McDonald's. We love light beer. We love candy and chips and treats.
How do you think liberals would feel if they found out that Joe Biden ate more fast food than Donald Trump and that he would basically only eating Taco Bell?
But I don't think it's fast food. Here's my theory.
Okay.
They pump him full of some cocktail of like vitamin C, vitamin
Viagra,
D,
blue
vitamin
like that's
A,
a given. Well,
vitamin D,
methamphetamine,
all the vitamins, and a bunch of stimulants.
Yes,
before he goes on any TV or anything.
DMT.
He gets a fucking injection straight between his toes.
25 NT.
Like he's fucking doing heroin.
Yeah, like it's up his butt like Dr. Feelgood. Like, that's how JFK got it, right?
I think Joe Biden's one of those research chem guys who's like, this is 2C,
2CI,
T2 N-bone, and it's way more potent than usual. Be careful how much you take, bro. Yeah. He's one of those guys who extracts DMT from tree bark and shit and goes by rooster when he's not running for president.
We're going into this cave. that's how you get it. And that's good drug to have. But
I think it's the stims. He's taking stims and he's got upper ass.
We know all of this because Joe Biden's handlers have actually been filing trip reports on Irowid.
Right, they do their research. They're like, hey, I'm a 78-year-old man who is in a high-up government position, and I have a barely functioning brain, so if I need my brain to function, I don't really care about my body, because I don't like myself, and I'm a bad boss. What should I take?
My wife, Dr. Joe Biden, has given me as many drugs as I'd like, including adrenochrome, and I take them every day, like vitamins. Like I chew them like Flintstones.
I love adrenochrome. I love kids jumping in my lap.
Oh man! What if Joe Biden was one of those nootropic stack guys who's I get half my stuff at the GNC and half my stuff from the dark web. You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I think that he probably has somebody on staff that is doing that.
Definitely.
He's juicing.
Yeah.
You can tell. You can
see
the definition.
That's why he shit himself. He's on a juice cleanse.
And we are fully winking when we say juice cleanse.
It just makes your whole downstairs so messy, you know?
Mm-hmm. Ew. Speaking of, I'm gonna go a little rogue here. There is a picture that has been posted in Mids Posting that I just want to be clear. Since we're talking about butts, there is a picture that has surfaced of a horse trying to fuck a cop.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful. So good.
What?
And if you, I just put it in the chat. And if you haven't seen it, we are nominating this horse for Practice of the Week for trying to destroy this cop with his penis.
Thank you, Patrick Rex, for sharing this with the world. And
I was
podcast.
Wondering if there was going to be any ambiguity in this photo, and there is not.
Nope.
Everything
no
is
way.
Just
yeah,
right
no,
out
that,
in the open.
There, that horse is there. Just going for that man's bussy, like a, like a fat kid at a buffet.
Oh fuck.
Yes, this horse was heard all of the Minneapolis protesters saying fuck the police and decided he would help.
No, okay, I'll whoa, fuck
okay,
the police. Oh.
Fuck the police. That's how we treat them.
Would we get banned from SoundCloud if we made this the episode art, do you think?
We should try.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think it's
it.
I think it's only human dicks maybe. Yeah. Right? Human dicks are like, cuz it hasn't been banned off Facebook.
I think we could get away with it if we just ran it through a Photoshop filter that makes it look like a Renaissance painting.
Or just use the blurs that they use on like anime.
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's like it's very graphic, but it's just one like little black square or something.
Yeah.
You mean hentai.
It's going to be a lot of squares. This is a big, let's be clear, this is a big cock here. There's going to be a lot of stuff to blur out.
Most of the frame.
Yeah.
Okay, but moving on.
Fuck the police,
you,
am I right?
Fuck the police. If you'd like to hear us...
Get their asses,
hey,
am I right?
Fuck the police, please! Hey!
If you'd like to hear us talk...
No, just kidding.
If you'd like to hear us talk seriously about Minneapolis and the protests happening there, you're going to have to listen to the Patreon episode. We're not doing it in this episode, and it was...
Yeah, bonus, 82. Oh, wow.
That's right. But moving on... we are racing towards the finish line by talking about this article about an Audi driver. Oh no, yes, a racer, a car racer. That's how you say it, right? When there's
yeah,
someone's
he's
a car racer,
an auto racer. I believe they call them big boys who vroom
big,
vroom.
Big boy vroom vroom racers.
Yes.
His name was Daniel About. Is how I'm going to pronounce it.
Abt. I don't know how you say that.
Abt. And
yeah.
he
German, I think.
Abt.
He, About was dropped as a driver for Audi for secretly using a ringer to compete in a virtual race.
Yeah, so I had to look into this a little bit when I saw this article because I thought to myself, surely these professional racing organizations can't be replacing actually being out on the track in a real car with just sitting at home on some multi-thousand... Well, okay, but I looked into it and apparently like high-performance racing simulators do emulate everything you need to essentially use the same skills that you would in real life to drive a car, which blew my mind in the first place that that's even a fucking thing. But
it
then
seems
for
awesome,
them to,
yeah,
to move all of this over to that and then just treat like why would they ever go out on a regular racetrack ever again? You know, right. It's kind of like the same question as like, oh, if you found out you actually can work from home during the quarantine, why would your boss ever bring you back into the office, you know, mm-hmm, other than to just be horrible and essentially be able to police you better?
Right. Which is why they will. Yeah.
So right, basically what I've been trying to figure out is how I can do that for this podcast.
You mean how you can get an esports racing set up in your house?
Yeah. No, yeah. Yes. So basically so because of quarantine, I have been unable to do my usual, you know, cross country trips at 200 miles per hour evading cops.
Sure. Yeah.
So I'm going to have to put up an e-racing setup in my household so I can do that while I podcast. But in order to do the podcast and do the e-racing at the same time, I'm going to have to hire a ringer to do my part of the podcast.
Mm. Oh yeah. Okay. So that's the crazy thing about this is this guy apparently thought that he was just being funny by getting a ringer. He didn't realize that since the racing organizations that he races with had actually like used this as a real replacement for the races, that he was going to get in trouble, and now he lost his racing sponsorship.
So this guy, they're really just saying this counts.
Well, I don't know.
This is the race.
I think it's like a charity thing. Like, I don't know if they're saying like you are the... So also, by the way, this is Formula E, which is like all electric racing.
Look,
version of Formula
we
One.
Say
right?
That-
Does that
we
mean
we stand a devilish king? All right.
Yeah. So wait, yeah, I'm just confused king about this Formula E thing. Did they change? Does that mean the video game racing thing, or like an electric car?
Oh no, I think they race electric cars, and then this was just the electronic version of Formula E. So it's E squared.
That's confusing.
It's pretty weird. Like, I don't think they were doing it for all the marbles. They were just doing like charity races to like keep interest and have something to do.
Dude, how funny would it be if the NBA was just like, we're playing 2K now?
But it's
fucking like
rule.
Actually James
would,
Harden no, and LeBron.
The NBA considered having everyone play horse from home. Like, people would be in their driveways or their like home gyms, like taking shots, and then it'd be like, all right, now you got to take the same shot. They quickly realized nobody would want to watch that.
The NFL is just like, is like, you know, those old school football LED light up games that aren't even really a video game and are just like a plastic box from the 1980s.
The tiger shit.
Yeah.
We're playing those online in a Zoom call now, and that's going to be professional sports entertainment.
It's weird because I was always really good at those, but I don't know how real life football works.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really good at Tecmo Super Bowl for the Super Nintendo, but if you asked me, did you see that fucking play? What is the ref thinking? I would just be like, yeah, bro, sure. Like
sports ball.
Football is so stupidly complicated.
No, like, it isn't. It's cool.
It's cool, but it's also complicated. I'm just saying that it's like jocks are like anyone who's like gets it. Fantasy football is just D&D.
That's
like,
correct.
It's the
so
only
much
good major sport.
Wow. What
basketball.
A take.
What happened to
what
basketball?
An incredible take.
Basketball is horrible. Baseball is even worse. Football is arguably worse than baseball, but it's hard to say.
Yeah. Does baseball anybody else think that fantasy sports are just a fantasy?
Heyo.
Heyo.
Get their asses.
Fantasy my football. Please.
I love watching basketball, and I honestly know that football is very bad and I don't think it should exist, but I do love watching it.
It's fun. It's a fun sport to watch sometimes.
Don't care that much confusing about baseball, but I will support the Yankees.
Baseball
look,
just seems fun.
I truly believe that football is just an excuse for men to watch other men wearing Lycra pants.
That's true.
It's an excuse for women to watch men wearing Lycra pants as well.
They can all do it.
I don't. I still don't believe that female football fans have been proven scientifically to exist.
here I am.
What about non-binary football fans?
I'm a truther. I'm a football truther.
Yeah, you're not a men's rights activist. You just don't think women exist.
No one has proved this scientifically. There has never been a woman proved to exist in a lab.
I've never seen one.
I've been in quarantine for so long that I just don't think other people exist.
Yeah.
Listen, if a woman has never touched my penis, do they exist?
Just Todd collapsed in the corner of a room, throwing a volleyball against the wall, shouting, "Wilson!" every time it returns to him.
Wilson, do women exist? You're right, they don't. Thanks for always agreeing with me, pal.
Well, that's the thing. I had this weird fear dream where I pressed this weird button, and when I woke up,
your sheets are wet.
When I woke up, white women didn't exist anymore.
Oh. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
I haven't seen one, actually, and it was exactly
like Bill Murray in Groundhog Day. I had forgotten my memory and left myself a bunch of notes tattooed all over my body.
That's Memento.
No, I think you have Inception, actually.
I've never seen that movie.
Memento Day. It's the same, except it has a groundhog in it.
It wasn't like the real story that was based on just like carbon monoxide poisoning.
Really?
Maybe.
I don't know. Why else would Bill Murray be that way?
I don't know.
Does that.
Speaking of being that way, Trump has threatened to, I guess, kill Twitter? Kill Jack. He's going to murder Jack.
Hell yes.
Trump literally said, "Look, I could shoot Twitter dead in the middle of Fifth Avenue and it wouldn't hurt my election chances at all."
Well, I think this is great because it's high time that, you know, it's like the Simpsons meme of like the two monkeys fighting and the people betting over the fight. It's high time that the fucking MAGA people went all in trying to fight Silicon Valley. Because no matter who wins, who loses that fight, we win.
Right.
Yeah.
It would be good to...
Well, there's a part of me that wonders if Trump's idea of doing something to stop Twitter doesn't involve making Twitter administrated somehow by somebody close to him, you know?
Well, basically, I mean, he has nationalized Twitter by threatening legislative or executive action. Because if Twitter is afraid of Trump doing something to change their business practices, they're going to consciously avoid doing anything that would cause Trump to do so. So it's a weird stalemate because on the other hand, Trump would never get banned from Twitter because Twitter makes millions of dollars off of Trump's tweets. Like the
that's true.
Twitter is a news organization specifically because the president uses Twitter in the way that he does.
So do you think that Twitter, because he's all mad because they threw a fact check on a couple of his posts.
Right.
Do you think Twitter did that as like a profit calculation? Like they were afraid that Trump would somehow be more damaging undermining their platform than he would be valuable just posting on it?
Absolutely. It's manufactured controversy. It's an engineered news article that's designed to generate clicks and get people like talking about it so that they, you know, because Twitter is slipping, right? Twitter's relevance in the online sphere is actually slipping. Mm-hmm. So they have to do everything. And basically all this shit is engineered. It's all fucking dreamed up in a fucking boardroom by like 30 somethings that wear cargo shorts and drink Soylent and don't, because they don't want to waste their workday going to lunch.
Well, how are you supposed to carry your Soylent if you don't have cargo shorts, Todd? Come on, be efficient here.
True. Okay, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to deny your lived experiences.
So one thing I'm curious about with this is that Trump threatened to sign an executive order to tell them what they tell Twitter and social media what they are allowed to do or whatever. So wonk mind here for me. Like, A, how is this enforced? Like, what are they going to do if Twitter is like, no, fuck you? Like, cops aren't going to go to Twitter or HQ and be like, do it.
God, I wish. Can you imagine? Like, a cop going in and being like, hey, kid, change the code. Make it so Trump can post whatever he wants.
But what we do know is that when they did it to Backpage, you tried to go to Backpage and it was like a little fucking like Department of Homeland Security or whatever seal. Right. And it was like, shut it down. So
that would never happen.
They could do that or they could do nothing. So it's like they either shut down Twitter.
That's true. Yeah.
We should archive our tweets. It's just messaging.
I just want to be clear. What would happen if they did that? What would happen if they shut down Twitter?
They wouldn't do that.
They can't. There's no way. It would be self-defeating. Trump knows that Twitter is a bastion of power for him. He's just trying to engage in some kind of like bullshit art of the deal stuff and tell them and send a message to them, which is, you know, the subtext is exactly what Todd said. It's like, if you fuck with me, I will fuck with you. So you better get in line. And yeah, that's
it's a Mexican standoff. But what is more interesting is something that I said on this podcast a long time ago is that basically we need audits of how social media works. All the social media companies, it's all opaque. Their algorithms, like the auto ban algorithm that just bans people because fucking groups organize mass reporting campaigns.
That should
be transparent because right now it's completely opaque. So if the Trump administration accidentally blunders through executive action, demanding transparency from social media, then they accidentally did a fucking good thing.
That's intellectual property.
I would have to say Orange Man good.
You can't take a stance against intellectual property in the United States. That's always the final straw. That's the wall you fucking bump up against. If you want transparency from private companies, then you have to make them disclose the secrets that make them money, and then everybody would be able to have access to those things. Everything becomes open source, and they can't make money anymore. That's a bunch of good things. I think those are all good things. But the United States government knows that those will happen.
That's when they JFK him.
Basically. Look, the only way that you can really get a good revolution going in the United States is to include a copy of the text file of the Libertarian Socialist Revolution in your torrent file of all the seasons of Ed, Eddie, and that's the final word.
That makes sense.
It's the only option, really.
I'm for it.
It's all you can really do.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. As a leftist, it's like, you're not doing your due diligence if you don't examine all of the like bourgeois contradictions that are happening around you, right? But to think like, does the real question, I guess, is does this kind of artificial beef between Twitter and Trump give us any kind of opportunity?
No, I don't think so unless he accidentally does blunder into doing some executive action that forces them to be more transparent about the internal functions of Twitter. Which I doubt would ever happen.
Yeah, but he won't. That's also the form it takes. They'll only have to open up their shit to him. They won't make it public, right? Like, he wants control, so he's always going to keep it in his court.
So one thing I'm curious about, just for the sake of argument, what is the responsibility? I guess, what does social media look like in a good way? Like, can social media exist? I guess, is it media? Like, if we had a good government, like, what kind of censorship would we want from our government, right? Like, do we want, obviously we don't want Gab or whatever, where you can just be racist.
Here's the thing is, like, if you remove a lot of like the causes of reactionary thinking and you remove the bad actors that propagandize and exacerbate reactionary movements, then you have a lot less people posting reactionary shit.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
And if you have a community of users who are well-educated and anti-racist and competent and confident enough to kind of like self-police, then in a lot of cases, you don't really need to do that. I think in a lot of stages of like quote-unquote socialist state development, you might need to have some kind of, you know, organized body. It doesn't have to be like federally administered, but an organized body that roots out like Nazis and people who are trying to start ethno states or like little capitalist cults where they're like the god CEO on top. But
like Falun Gong.
Yeah, like Falun Gong, exactly. But other than that, I mean, like, you need to let people engage in good faith, and you even need to let people engage in bad faith to a degree. But
you hear that, Tom?
There's
You're speaking my language.
The
analysis of bad. Right, but you have to get the community advanced to a place where bad faith discourse can actually be used for its intended purpose. Right, like satire and irony can't just be this endless like it's turtles all the way down thing where you're just repeating yourself and repeating yourself and repeating yourself, because then you're giving up any semblance of like being anchored to anything, and you let the conventional social norms wash over you. But it can be an important tool in getting yourself far enough outside of whatever norms are around you to actually have some kind of helpful insight going forward. So at the risk of sounding like a fucking centrist, like it's a tightrope walk. It is.
Mm-hmm. So basically what you're saying is under socialism, social media actually just looks like Neopets.
Yes. Well, yeah, maybe. Club Penguin.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Okay. I can live with that.
Yeah.
But without like the ability to close pools or whatever. Right.
Yeah, well,
the pool is always open.
I think that's a different one.
No, that's Club Penguin.
That's where it all started.
I thought it was Habbo Hotel.
Oh shit!
I mean, that's where it all bled over. Yeah. Onto.
Don't fucking go toe to toe with me on fucking internet meme history. You will lose every time.
Well, I mean,
I would love, man. I would have
voluntarily poisoned my brain, not so that I can fucking be schooled on internet history. Okay.
Don't brag. You did it on accident.
I would love to do like we should do that maybe as a bonus or something, like have somebody
invade a video game and do like a
no, like we should have like a trivia where someone like makes all of the answers and is like, okay.
Ooh, I'm actually down with that.
In 2000,
a trivia game that would be really fun.
Yeah. In 2003 you know, there was this meme and it involved this, and like what was it called or what website or whatever. Mm-hmm. This kind of thing we just fucked up on.
Yeah
So it's
Habbo
like
Hotel.
In what year did Limecat emerge?
Oh, that's real
give
tough.
Us your answers. Now
Lime what cat. Year
yeah I don't know. Mm-hmm. He's one of the original lolcats, right? The Limecat. Yeah,
one of the earliest lolcats.
The lime helmet, right?
Yes,
probably 2004 correct. Or 5.
What
or
was the name of the original cartoon where I'm a fire in my I'm a charge in my laser come from?
Shoop
de Whoop, right?
Shoop de Whoop.
I don't
that's what he
remember.
Says. I don't know the name of the comic though.
Yeah, but it's not the comic. Yeah.
But it was funny. And that's supposed
to
be
it couldn't be like just who, dates. Who, it couldn't be just numbers.
Who originally made Badger meme?
Oh, was that Albino Black Sheep?
Close.
Oh, dang it.
Albino White Sheep?
That was a Weeble Stuff creation.
Ah, oh, you're right.
Oh.
See, it's fun. It's hard. you know what, listeners, send in any questions about old memes you might have.
Yeah,
and
you
then
should
we'll
quiz
try and answer
us.
Them.
And then let us know how we do.
Let us embarrass ourselves.
Maybe we'll do a bonus of just a Discord call where our listeners ask us questions and we try to answer them. But only about
memes.
We
should figure out a way to do that. I mean, we used to answer questions from the Discord, right? Yeah.
Right.
We don't do that as much anymore. We got to do an episode like that.
Yeah, it used to just be us answering questions from the Discord, not a cell phone in sight. Wish we could go back.
just vibing.
Just Todd's computer. No cell phones.
Just look up. Is what I always say.
Yeah. The Grand Canyon's right there, bitch.
Grand Canyon? Okay.
Yeah, we actually all live on the Grand Canyon, but you wouldn't know it because you're too busy playing Candy Crush. I'm Ron Swanson.
Farmville.
Live in the epic moment.
Speaking of censorship in Asian countries, or sorry, no, we're not an Asian
were
country.
Were we speaking of that?
speaking of censorship on social media, Rick Scott, who I think he's some sort of politician.
Senator from Florida.
I'm kidding. Rick Scott says...
He makes the goth clothes, right? Oh, no, that's Rick Owens.
Yeah, every Chinese citizen is a communist spy.
That is correct.
Scott's awesome. Anti-China
but in a good way,
ESB,
spy.
Yeah, exactly good. I wish that was true.
Yeah. A billion spies? I mean...
All Chinese people... No.
His criteria make no fucking sense. Like, by the criteria he's using, all Americans are U.S. spies. Like...
Yeah, in Rick Scott's mind, in Rick Scott's thought process is like, why... You know, they all look the same, so clearly...
right, exactly.
Yeah, that's
there's
what
only
he thinks.
Like five guys well, there, right? They're actually it's just like five different spies pretending to be a billion different people.
Yeah, this article is from a site called Florida Politics, which I've never seen before, and is very clumsily put together. Like on mobile, the text is huge, so I can only imagine that's for old
this
people.
Kerning is, absolutely. Yeah, it's awful.
Yeah, what do you think their
here.
Main demographic is? Yeah,
ancient but, men.
Oh, right, it's old people, so they're like, well, we don't want them to get their cheaters out, so we'll just make it huge to begin with.
Yeah, Florida politics is just old people finding more ways to vote that their benefits should be cut, basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, Scott said a series of increasingly crazy things during this interview. Like the article is me reading. I'm like the Vince McMahon meme as I read this.
What?
All right, lay it on me.
So he starts by asserting every citizen of communist China, by law, has to spy on behalf of their country. And then the interviewer, Varney, asked him he wants to pass a bill requiring students from China who are coming here to help with COVID-19 research undergo like extreme vetting. And the host asked him, like, do you think that would put Chinese students under suspicion? And he said, that's the way it should be. So,
okay.
Yeah. And he continues, he's like, communist China, a clear adversary, is going to try to sabotage our research efforts. And that Chinese researchers could be linchpins in that effort. And he just kept repeating, like, this is a new Cold War. Communist China is an adversary.
We are at war.
Yeah, the mask is all the way off. Like, they literally want a new Cold War with China, and now they have a guy who's just saying it in plain English.
Yeah, the problem with that is, the Cold War went down the way it did because the Soviet Union wanted to do more commerce with the United States. Like, we all remember the whole Pizza Hut thing, but
yeah,
China already owns all of our fucking like trade and supply chains. So
yeah, like, I don't know what
how
they,
do you think a Cold War with China is gonna go?
Yeah, how are we gonna win this? They
I
have
know.
Us by the fucking balls. They have us by the dick and balls.
Yeah. They really, I mean, like a Cold War with China would be so stupid. I mean,
yeah. We're starting one.
John, am I wrong here? Like, I feel like a Chinese Cold War would just be like immediately over. Yeah. Like, it would just be like sanctioning.
No. What's going to happen is the Chinese that the
Cold
States
War is
going to
take
call.
It out of the you take it out of the fridge and the next day it's just as good.
If there's a Cold War with China, the United States is going to call all its allies. And for a little while, the world is going to basically split into two economies, people who do business with China and people who don't. And then the United States and all of its allies are going to start running out of things that they really, really desperately need one by one, because people who do business with China are more of the world economy, especially in productive centers that were formerly overexploited, but now have a little bit of a leg up thanks to the Chinese Belt and Road system.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, if we do that, like, we're talking about, like, every Apple product.
Right.
It's like, we can't get it
I think
anymore.
Just computers in general, like, all of the, like, chips and motherboards and whatever shit, like, the brains of our computers are made in China. So
all
we're like,
think how much all refining for the most part. Like, we don't
think
do really
how much
any
stronger we will all be for that, because as we all know, the Industrial Revolution and its consequences were a disaster for the human race.
All right, Ted, don't worry about it.
I really think that I'm going to go with Mao on this one. It's actually good that we're producing pig iron on our little farmer's commune. And I think we should be.
That's right. That is absolutely right.
Yeah. But I mean,
a lot of this shit is just projection. It's just a projection of insecurities of American conservatives who see their the empire that they themselves have contributed to the collapse of, but also idolized for the past however many decades. It's collapsing, and they're projecting their own insecurities onto countries like China, and it will have devastating consequences because it's going to be a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah, yeah, I mean the U.S. really is essentially sanctioning itself.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really interesting because, you know, we are now, like, becoming not the superpower. Like, there is a somewhat socialist-leaning superpower that is coming up on America's heels. And, of course you don't – you're going to see all these Republicans. And, I mean, I'm surprised it's not more – Democrats now saber rattling. I mean, you do see it every once in a while. Like, they're sort of
Joe Biden had that whole ad that was like, Trump isn't racist against China enough, and that's why we have coronavirus, basically.
Yeah. I mean, incredible. The whole presidential election is basically boiling down to two old men pointing at each other and shouting, China! Like, that's right. All they have.
Well,
left.
I mean, like, Pompeo was just like, Hong Kong is no longer has any autonomy under China.
Yeah.
Which I guess there's been something, and I don't know if anybody has any information about this because I haven't actually read anything from the PRC or you know, the CCP or any actual counter propaganda, but it seems like they're moving, according to American media, they're moving to annex. Or that's what, like, I mean, that's what Republicans are saying.
They're passing law. Like, Hong Kong has, like, technically been part of China since 1998.
Well, there was, like, an article.
Yeah.
No, there was like, a separate, like, system.
Right. Well, it was, like, for a while, yeah, it was like, one country, two systems.
It was a special autonomous district. But there was already a plan to absorb it into mainland China. I think they're just fast-tracking it.
Yeah, right. I think it's basically like there's an extremely reactionary element in Hong Kong that's like, no, we want to be able to stay a Western country and have, you know, super
they want the queen to rule them.
Yeah, they're like, come back and take us over.
That place is insanely capitalist, and if anybody wants, like, China has its issues, but Hong Kong is worse, basically.
Yeah,
in a lot of respects, I would say yes. Yeah,
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 yeah, and it's good that China is. In my opinion, it is good that China is saying, hey, you're not allowed to do any of this in our country. Stop.
Right.
Well, for decades, Hong Kong has been this money sink where wealthy Westerners can invest in real estate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and like, while the people who are native to Hong Kong fucking languish in cages, literal cage apartments.
Yeah, but it's like you can't deprogram people from this kind of thinking real easily. Like, I still see free Tibet stickers on the backs of bumpers, and I'm like, oh, really? Yeah. You want to reinstate a feudal monarchy? That's cool. Super cool, bro.
Yeah,
but what if it was
Tibet.
A feudal monarchy, but you were in charge?
Now we're talking. What if, okay, what yeah, if I'm, Trump I'm interested. Wasn't
yeah. What if every American never did socialism because they were all just temporarily embarrassed feudal monarchs?
Hey. Mm-hmm. and yeah, I mean, like, I feel like that's how people in America really see it, right? Like, they're like, if you get rid of these systems of oppression, you eliminate my chance at being at the top of a system of oppression,
I guess.
Yeah exactly. If you stop, that's why the fucking, like, white liberal lady called the cops on that guy in Central Park. Right. It's because, like, if you eliminate that, then that white lady has no way to attempt to extrajudicially murder somebody who they like that cut in line in the Whole Foods. All right.
Well, yeah.
people don't like it when their power is truncated, or
there is a class of people that capitalism works for, and like there is a stratification of people who like how good it works for you. Like that woman was like, she was like the president of some school or some.
Yeah, she was like a VP of like an insurance company.
Yeah, yeah, she was a owner class person. Like capitalism works for her, and like, of course, there's going to be. I mean, she's not the fucking queen of England. She's not the president or whatever. She may not be.
No, but
like
she
a
has the American
general.
Dream, which is to be your own little queen of England somewhere in the United
exactly.
States.
So, I mean, of course, and the people who for whom capitalism creates an underclass that they benefit off of, they're going to protect that.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, and we haven't mentioned that on this episode as we talked about on the bonus, but shout out all of Minneapolis and that guy. That stuff happened this week, and it's terrible, and we would like all cops to die.
Take a nap. Take a little nap in the dirt. Why don't
you? Really, I got a horse I got to introduce you to.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Ed, not so much. It's a different kind of horse.
Officer,
if you know
Gabagool.
What I'm saying.
Welcome, Mr. Ed.
Welcome, Mr. Ed.
His name's
Salami.
Mr. Handcuffs.
Mr. Salami. Pepper. Mr. Beefstick, you might say.
Mr. Handcuffs. I love it.
Look, here's the thing. All right. Americans are writing Blue Lives Matter on their hands in support of police officers. Google Mr. Hands to learn more.
Yeah. And last thing I wanted to tack on, speaking of telling wild lies about anyone who is your enemy, The New York Times published an article this week called "Ugly Even for Him." Trump's usual allies recoil at his smear of the MSNBC host Joe Scarborough, who Trump insinuated.
Oh, this is great. Oh. Sorry.
Trump this insinuated is very funny. This week that Joe Scarborough, host of Morning Joe, murdered his staff member. Of his show.
Oh yeah, he got in an automobile accident in Northern Ireland that killed two. Oh, that was Matthew Broderick, actually. Sorry. My bad.
Yeah, and that's Ted Kennedy. yeah, but apparently I don't know anything about this conspiracy theory. I don't know who is originally pushing it. I would love to find out. But according to the New York Times, despite a total lack of evidence, there's a conspiracy theory that Joe Scarborough killed Lori Clausitis. She has a name that sounds like a fucking disease. Christmas
look,
disease.
Look, without knowing any of the details whatsoever, I'm going to say that Joe Scarborough is guilty. And also Trump is also guilty of choking that woman out who worked in his office in like the early 2000s. That was the thing that was trending on Twitter in response to the Joe Scarborough thing. It's like the libs were like, yeah, surely this will stop Trump.
Yeah, I don't think he murdered a lady.
I'm inclined to believe both are true.
I think Scarborough not only murdered this aide, but also has murdered Chuck Todd, and we just haven't found out yet.
Oh God, I wish. Then he'd be a comrade. If he just
that's what yeah, I should
Jake, Jake Tapper.
Yeah,
too?
I mean, I mean, I was reading this article and remembering that I don't believe anything the New York Times says, and it's like there's no evidence that Joe Scarborough murdered his staffer, and I'm like, well,
yeah. The second they say that, it's like, well, okay, are you sure? No? Yeah, what do you mean?
Because we know that Jeffrey Epstein did not kill himself, mm-hmm. and you know Trump and Clinton's were on the plane, and all of those things that the New York Times says is not true.
Jeffrey Epstein is getting ready to go into space on that delayed Elon Musk SpaceX launch.
That's true.
This is the one thing we can confirm that.
Oh man.
Yeah. So I guess that if this is a complete conspiracy theory, this one is very funny.
If he did it, here's how.
I have to say
that one of the tweets that Twitter fact checked?
This one, it was, I guess her husband, the husband of the staffer requests that the tweets be taken down because it was completely untrue and they were not taken down. So I don't know if they were fact checked or not, but
shit rocks.
Doesn't seem so.
Dudes rock.
Trump can just say, I want him to start telling this kind of lies. Like yeah. I would love for him to just be like, Joe Biden murdered my child.
It's probably it's not like we just need to plant some stuff there.
It's never a lie about like that Joe Biden hurt him. It's never like an Elizabeth Warren style lie. It's like somebody completely unrelated to me hurt somebody else completely unrelated to me, and they covered it up.
Yeah,
so it's
like
fishy and suspicious.
But I want him to expand his horizons, yeah, right. Just from like pundits and stuff. Like Trump needs to come out with a truly galaxy brain tale. Like Danny DeVito is responsible for the death of Hannibal Burris.
Neither of them are dead.
Right now Hannibal, the one you know is Hannibal, is actually that doppelganger from the episode of the Eric Andre show.
That's right. That's Hannibal.
When they also had a James Vanderbeek doppelganger. Yeah. Just looking at James Vanderbeek, he's not himself anymore either.
People have been saying that he is very suspicious looking. He doesn't look like himself. I mean, I know it's been a long time, but you don't know. Maybe he got some work done. Maybe he's a different guy. I don't know.
Folks, I have it on good authority that Danny DeVito and Aaron Andre are quite close, okay? And they're turning people into pods. Mm-hmm. Pod people. Hannibal 2, Vanderbeek 2, okay?
Yeah, Vanderbeek rules is what I'm hearing.
Speaking of, did anyone hear the latest Vanderpod? I thought Will and Catherine were very unfair to the, you know, the good people of the Vanderpump Rules, whatever that show's about. It's about a restaurant or something. I don't even know. I just like the podcast. I like Will's podcast about it. It's a good podcast.
Oh my God. How funny would it be if like the CIA was like, start telling people that leftist podcasts are good, and that way the liberals will talk more shit on BB yeah. Lettuce and Drop a Trap House.
So instead of like funding Big a bunch of like yeah. modern art projects, they just like give us beer money to say pee pee and doo doo on our internet show with a few thousand listeners.
It would be so.
I mean, I hope
we
so.
Just get like a $10,000 a month patron who's like John, not a cop, and his patron is like wearing aviator sunglasses. And he always comments on every episode the second it's posted. Great socialism. Loved it all. And clearly doesn't really listen. Or yeah. He just does the Joe Biden thumbs up every time.
I want to take bets in Discord on which of the new sort of third wave leftist podcasts are actually CIA.
I don't think any of them are. I think one of them I don't think the CIA. I mean, I doubt it. I think the CIA has bigger fish to fry.
No.
They already are in power. Why would they need to infiltrate podcasts?
I doubt that the CIA has bigger fish to fry. There's a lot of them. They're very well paid, like, and they're bored as shit. Like,
yeah, they can't get to Maduro. They're not going to get into North Korea.
I mean, I think that, you know,
it's far more likely that it's like fucking NPR podcasts are handed down edicts about what they're allowed to talk about.
Fucking
DIY leftist podcasts? No.
That's true, but also it. I can imagine like a CIA boss guy walking into a room and be like, what are you doing fucking around with beep beep lettuce again? I told you to do some real fucking work. I swear to God. I should fire you like, two on the spot.
He's got suspenders. I'm imagining with suspenders.
Yeah. They're all Bring smoking weed and they're like, Spider-Man. No, boss, you don't understand. They're going to start the revolution any minute and we got to be listening when it happens. It's not just that we love the weed
No,
jokes.
They're telling us that people should kill cops and stuff.
I don't care. It's a fucking podcast. Who gives a shit? No one's listening to them but cops.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Listen, if you are listening, just wait.
Yeah. We'll Hang tight. Right yeah,
we'll give the signal.
Play this episode anyone. Backwards. We've backmasked some subliminal messages into it that will tell you exactly what to do.
That's There's right. a machete Eva duct taped under your seat.
You get a machete.
Okay. that's right. Yeah. So last thing I wanted to say was shout out to all of Minneapolis. RIP George Floyd, very tragic death of a very cool rapper who collaborated with DJ Screw.
He did. Oh, that's cool. Damn, that sucks.
But on that note, this has been BP Lettuce.
It has and continues to be BP Lettuce.
Thank you so much for listening to the show.
Oh, wait, I'm just imagining the astronauts in space meme, and the one astronaut is like, wait, it's all BP Lettuce? And the astronaut holding the gun is like, always has been.
That's a funny meme. I like it.
All right, well, on that note, thanks for listening, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to the show. This has been BP Lettuce. All of us, follow all of us on Twitter is a good place to follow us. Follow the show at BP Belief. Some of you I know are not following us, and I don't like that. Please go to beep beep leef and press the follow button.
It's low-key sus, to
it
be quite honest.
It is sus for High you key, not to be following even, the Twitter. Yeah. Please make a Twitter account just to follow it.
That's right.
Those are the best followers to get when someone's like, I made Twitter to follow you.
That's right.
Who else should I follow? It's like, no one else. You picked the best one already.
Yes, we don't really tweet that much from that account, but you still should follow it if you are a true. Yes, so listen to my other show, Generation Loss. Check out Means TV, a project that we all, some of us work on. That is basically Netflix for socialists. We have lots of good content there. Watch John mostly stream on twitch.tv/BP Lettuce Pod.
That's right.
It's great. We play do Mario Kart. We do Minecraft. We do lots of good stuff over there.
We do Mario Kart Club every week now. So it's like, it'll be Friday this week, and then it's Saturday the next week, and it just kind of switches back and forth like that. Get in the Discord if you want to be in Mario Kart Club. It's a ton of fun.
That's right. Go to Facebook and join Mids Posting if you're so inclined to do that kind of thing. And if not, we'll see you in the Discord.
Yeah, and subscribe to our Patreon. I have nothing to plug because though I love you all and all of the projects that you do, I choose not to participate in the commodification of the spectacle.
You don't even know what that spectacle is.
I have nothing to plug but my chains. Peep on, y'all.
Love you. Bye.
Keep peeping. Sit on top of wheel and rip. You know how it be. I'm sitting on top of the wheel. Kicking the drape off candy paint with a swirl. Picking up poppers, scooping in the shopping. Robbing may come down with my wood grain on chopper. Looking real good, but my hood is understood. It's a little D, and these haters wish they could knock me off my game. I'm gripping on grain, putting haters in their grave. With paint stains on the main, I ain't tripping. Syrup, I be sipping. Leaning on the motherfucking switch while I'm pimping. Calling up these hoes, riding on Vogue. Lil D acting bad, foreign clothes, got Versace. Hoes watch me, watch me come down, old motherfuckers watch you. That's in the back in the game. I'm gripping grain, Lil D causing pain. Haters going insane. Nah, I'm finna look real good. Chris talking about gripping. On this wood, you wanna talk down on some motherfuckin' hate, or you wanna look good chopping on some fuckin' gate? Sitting on top, had to ride flip flop, riding drip drop in the hit the whoop boulevard. It's Chris Ward, and you know I'm full of the Lord. Riding to the wood, headed to the classic. Straight like a casket, man, I brought the tragic. Had to hit you up one time. Let my top dine, my bubble eyes shine. My seat still reclined, blades chopping, holes still popping. I'm on the boulevard and you see I'm still shopping. Cause it ain't no stopping, I'm still hooked. Hit the boulevard, drunk and popped up and I'm smoking. Yeah, you know I'm loking. Hit the boulevard and the beat got me choking. But I'm what relaxed, sitting sideways on the highways. Ejected high learning, popped in Friday footed boy. I left Detroit, coming on down in my candy red toy. Or the marble green, I'm popping on the scene. TV was screen, sitting in the limousine. And I'm still peeping, people still beeping. Coming down, yellow hoes be peeping. Looking at a nigga, no more here figure. I didn't hop clean, squeezing on the trigger. Big boy chrome to your dome, I represent the stone. 9'6", big body, man, it's going on. I'm riding far, riding long. This shit don't stop, I'm riding flip-flopping. I'm in the drip drop, hip-hop. Would I die for? I might fly for a minute and come on down and get in. Let me wreck what's something. I might be bumping. Coming on down on the boulevard, dumping, yes I'm knocking. Hoes still jocking, doses unlocking. Roof might be popping, up to the top. The shit don't stop, man what's up? Had to holler at the pop, or the damn show at the fucking shop. Fade a nigga up, cut a little off the top. I'm hollering at this Shannon, I'm hollering at that boo. What's up boo you, man? Man, hold up, it's the nigga AD. Watch me floss from Jay State, can't you see? Clear out the south of the bird. Yeah, I come through 32 ounce, big cup of syrup. Me and the four big flow out the queue. And I come down in the thought you whole ass niggas knew that we gon' show up, show our raw neck. It's that AD, who in the hell did you expect it to be? Out the damn three, watch me come those in low with my seat.
popping with the buttons, yeah, the blades. Yeah, I keep them popping assholes in the days. When I pull up at the light, turn the lane. It's that AD on the main working brain. Thank you for my partners out the fucking wood cube. What them hate niggas fucking wanna do? Yeah, I'm thinking about the POE and the NJO. A nigga calm down and I'm feeling tight on the fucking flow. Me and the boy score the fold. Me and the man, it's going down, know what I'm saying? Boys on the stone, Screw Zuda putting it down, know what I'm saying? Big Floyd representing on mine, so red beard, going down like this, know what I'm saying? Say, watch me lay low, never coming high. I'm a real G, staying high till I die. D-I-E, F-L-O-R-D. Watch me raise up in my drop top seat. Bouncing down the boulevard, watch me just roll. Young nigga like to just let the dollars fold. Let them all fold. Yeah, I'm talking green. Talking about in the hood, sippin' codeine. That's the bar, you can call it syrup. I'm a young nigga like to smoke a lot of herb. Watch me go fly on the plane. How Mary Jane, me and the screw Zuda, level of shame. Off of fame on my name, cause I'm real. Trying to go real. Jumping out of jail on the bill, staying down. True Southsider, watch me crawl low on my motherfucking spiders. Welcome to the ghetto. It's Third Ward, Texas. Boys shopping blades on they motherfucking Lexus. Boys rolling butter, some coming white. It's that Big Floyd throwing tray in the night. Yeah, I'm just crawling down the sand, trunk like a band. Fucking with a Darren, we not down with the clan. Down with black, it can't be no other. Got a damn stallion and she gon' just smother me a steak. I'm dripped up and draped, a yellow hoe with shape. It's Big Floyd on the plate. I'm fucking with the screw and we still going stove. Pass it to the Raz, cause he's never been no hoe. Screw you, wanna do this? Long time. And he ended. Boys from the stone, stepping in regular, like, know what I'm saying? Going down. South side, know what I'm saying? Gotta feel us. Raspberry. Find another.